Blog Talk Radio.
We are coming to you at 9 a.m. West Coast time, noon East Coast time. My name is Dana Schaffman. You are listening to The Daily Complaint. I will be your host or hostess for this edition and every edition forthcoming of The Daily Complaint. So welcome to The Daily Complaint. Today we've got a good complaint for you. We're talking about loan modification and and refusal to help. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But before, we've got a little bit of housekeeping, so to speak, to talk about. We've got a video to play for you. Believe it or not, Making Home Affordable, we're going to talk about that today. They have a brand new website, so that was exciting to see today. I believe we were there either this week or last week, and they did not have a new website. So that's something that's brand new, so we're going to talk about that today. But more importantly, we're going to talk about consumer rights. We're going to talk about how you need to know your rights in order to assert your rights. Know your rights and assert your rights is our motto. It's our heartbeat. It's what we believe in here at The Daily Complaint. It's what we preach. It's what we're passionate about. And it's what we want you to know if you're experiencing things like our complaining party has experienced, okay? So, welcome again to The Daily Complaint. Like I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you The Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We normally bring to you The Daily Complaint at 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast. However, we are bringing the show to you a half hour later, 9 a.m. West Coast, noon East Coast. Like we have been discussing all week and the past couple weeks, we are experimenting with our live show. That's right, folks. We are tweaking our live Daily Complaint show or The Daily Complaint every weekday. We're trying to figure out what is the best time to broadcast, so we've been playing with it a little bit the entire month of August, trying to figure out whether we should be broadcasting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m., 8:30 a.m. So far, the consensus is we're going to broadcast somewhere between 8:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. live on the West Coast, which happens to be 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the East Coast. I promise you by the end of August, we will figure it out, which means you've only got, say, 10 more days or 10 more shows, actually. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8 more shows, not counting this one, for us to figure it out. So I promise you within the next 8 shows, we will figure it out. We will get to you what our new live hours are. But the beautiful part about The Daily Complaint and us broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, folks, is that we archive every single show immediately following the show. So what does that mean for you? That means you don't have to listen live to take advantage of the shows. You can listen to us at your leisure or leisure from your smartphone, from your dumb phone, anything that'll access the internet. You can listen to us on your iPad, your iMac, your PC, whatever you use. You can access our show. So you can access at your convenience. In fact, we know that the majority of you actually access the show maybe minutes or hours after the show is produced and aired. So I promise you we're going to continue to do that. We're just playing with it a little bit to see if any of those listeners that want to listen live will be more apt to listen live if we change the time. So, like I said, it really doesn't affect you much. If you visit us or when you visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, you're going to notice that every show is archived. We're nearing, if we're not already, at 280 shows. By the end of the year, we'll be at over 300 shows, probably well over 300 shows. So, when you visit The Daily Complaint, you can not only download the shows, you can podcast them and put them in your iPod if you choose to do so. You can listen to them from your smartphone, and you can contact us in probably a dozen different ways just by visiting The Daily Complaint. And why is that important? Well, I think it's important because we get contacts or communication or calls or emails or contact us notices from you every single day. And we want you to know that it's much better to reach out for assistance, and we'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction. We certainly don't charge to speak with you. We don't charge to point you in the right direction. We don't charge to call with your lender to figure out what options exist for you. We want you to have the best opportunity to not only know your rights, but to exercise or assert your rights. So we're willing to go the mile. It's when we do the work is when we have to talk about any sort of compensation for our consulting work with regard to consumer rights advocacy. So, if you'd like us to cover your complaint on the air, we'd be more than happy to provide you with free advice and a pathway for success. We do that anyway with complete strangers that we've never spoken to, but yet we find complaints on the air to discuss with you, which is the backbone of The Daily Complaint. So we're actually very grateful. We're very blessed to be able to do what we do. We've not found anybody else that does what we do in this capacity from a consumer rights standpoint, where we rely heavily on your consumer rights and the information that we're able to glean from your mortgage servicer or lender in order to present a pathway for success. Okay, so we're very blessed to do that. We're very kind. We're very nice. We're very tolerant. We'd be more than happy to listen. So don't suffer in silence is the point of this diatribe, this never-ending speech, is to visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. You can contact us through Twitter and Facebook if that's more convenient and comfortable for you. You can contact us through our End Consulting website. There's a link next to the Twitter and Facebook links at the top right of our show page, The Daily Complaint. My personal signature, Dana Schaffman, Managing Member of End Consulting, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting, is at the bottom of every single show, both my email and our office number. And I promise you, we've spent hours on the phone with folks that have had issues trying to figure out a pathway and just said, look, when you run into issues and you can't, and you've run into a roadblock and you can't get beyond it, that's when you call us for help. You know, most of you can do this on your own. You don't need anybody to help you. With that said, some people are either not willing or have already tried it on their own and can't get through, or maybe are just not comfortable with the process and with asserting their consumer rights outside of their mortgage servicer or lender, which we pretty much do for 100% of our clients. We write complaints on their behalf. So it does take time, and you do have to get educated as to your consumer rights. But once you do that, and once you take the steps to do that, it will benefit you for the rest of your life. So if you're willing to do it, I promise you we're going to provide a pathway for you to do that. One of the places where you can do it immediately is consumerfinance.gov. It is the CFPB's website, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Again, that website is consumerfinance.gov. On the top right of that website, it says submit a complaint. They accept complaints on mortgages, auto loans, credit reporting, credit cards, you name it, you can complain and they require whomever holds your debt to answer that complaint. It's also a wonderful place to get educated. So consumerfinance.gov is a great place to not only submit a complaint, but to get educated on your consumer rights, especially under RESPA, or the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. Also, we're going to visit the FTC. I'm going to play you a video here in 2 seconds about dealing with debt collectors, what they can and can't do. Before we play that video, we're going to look at the complaint because it directly relates to the video. So we play this video quite often, but I realize many of you will only choose the situation or the mortgage company that you're dealing with, which is why we play things over and over again and which why we discuss things over and over again. We try to choose unique issues. We try and vary the issues. We try and vary the mortgage servicers. Today we're going to talk about Vanderbilt Mortgage and Finance, probably not well known for many of you. Excuse me, however, we've had many complaints against Vanderbilt. So what might be foreign to you is a nightmare to another, okay? So, again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. We welcome those of you who are joining us and taking the first step for the very first time. We also welcome those of you who are joining us for the 5th, 6th, 10th, 12th time because you're trying to make that commitment and get educated. So we're going to try and do both sides of the fence today. Like I said, we're going to talk about Vanderbilt Mortgage. That's where our complaint comes from. It's about loan modification and the refusal to modify the loan, threats, harassment, and then FDCPA violations, RESPA violations, and other things all rolled up in one. Okay? So thank you for listening. Again, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, folks. I promise you, there's no reason to suffer in silence. We're here to bring you hope and optimism and options and a pathway for success. So there's no reason for you to ignore that and suffer. We want you to prosper. We want you to remove all of that dark cloud and hopelessness and burden that you're experiencing. We want you to have peaceful, restful nights. We don't want you to wake up in the middle of the night sweating, worrying that you're going to lose your house. Okay? So today, our complaint comes to us from Jim P. out of Florence, Mississippi. It was posted on Sunday, August 16th, so pretty recent. Jim's complaint is very short, but grand in violation. So let's hear what he has to say. My wife and I were working when we bought a home. We are retired and on Social Security now. Okay, so probably there's been a reduction in income, you can assume, okay? Which means there's been a financial hardship. Vanderbilt Mortgage has continually refused to modify or reduce our loan. Okay? Their phone calls are always threatening and harassing. Well, that's not acceptable. We're going to look at that in a second. He states they refuse to offer any help. We've tried many times to work with them to no avail. Okay? So, I don't know if Jim is in default or not, which means has he stopped paying his mortgage? Is he late on his mortgage? But clearly he's having issues and troubles paying his mortgage, which means he's in a situation of financial hardship, okay? So we're going to look at Vanderbilt's website in a second and see if they offer solutions to those people that are worried about foreclosure down the road, okay? So let's first have a little video from FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. What is the Federal Trade Commission, you ask? That's a great question. It's the nation's Consumer Protection Agency. Again, that's FTC. Their website is FTC.gov. On the bottom of their website page, every page on their website, it states file a complaint with the FTC. Another great place to not only get educated, but to file a complaint, folks. Okay? So, let's hear about dealing with debt collectors.
In uncertain times, what can you be sure about? The sun rises in the east. What goes up must come down. Night follows day. But here's something else. When it comes to debt collectors, federal law gives you rights. For example, debt collectors can't call before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night. Can't curse or insult you. Can't demand that you pay more than you owe. Can't lie about anything. They can't say that papers they send you are legal forms if they're not. Nor can they make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't call you at work if your employer doesn't allow it. You also have the right to stop debt collectors from calling you. How do you do that? You have to notify them in writing. Sending them a letter should stop the phone calls. But of course, doesn't wipe out your debt. There's helpful information about dealing with debt at ftc.gov/moneymatters, a website from the Federal Trade Commission. It explains the rules of behavior for debt collectors. Take a look. There are some that may surprise you. If your debts have gone into collection, remember that you have rights. Asserting your rights doesn't make your debt go away, but it does give you a voice. The more you know about how to manage your debt and deal with debt collectors, the better off you can be. After all, money matters. If you think that a debt collector has violated the law, report it. File your complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. Your complaint gives law enforcement a lead to follow up on and may stop it from happening to someone else. The Federal Trade Commission is the nation's consumer protection agency. For more tips on credit and debt, visit ftc.gov/moneymatters or 1-877-FTC-HELP. 1-877-382-4357.
Okay, so I know that they went through really quick what the laws are, but let's talk a little bit about what the law is, okay? The Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency, enforces the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, the FDCPA, which prohibits debt collectors from using abusive, unfair, or deceptive practices to collect from you, okay? So, what types of debts are covered? The Act covers personal, family, and household debts, including money you owe on a personal credit card, an auto loan, a medical bill, and your mortgage. Okay? Can a debt collector contact me any time or place? No. A debt collector may not contact you at inconvenient times or places, such as before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night, unless you agree to it. Okay? So, what practices are off limits for debt collectors? Harassment. Debt collectors may not harass, oppress, or abuse you or any third parties they contact. For example, they may not use threats or violence of harm, publish a list of names of people, use obscene or profane language, repeatedly use the phone to annoy someone. Debt collectors may not lie when they are trying to collect a debt. Debt collectors are also prohibited from saying that you'll be arrested if you don't pay your debt. They'll seize, garnish, attach, or sell your property or wages unless they're permitted by law to take that action. Debt collectors may not give false information, and they may not engage in unfair practices when they try to collect a debt. For example, they may not try to collect an interest fee or other charge on top of the amount you owe unless the contract you created that created your debt or state law allows the charge. They may not deposit a postdated check early, take or threaten to take your property unless it can be done legally, and contact you by postcard. Okay? Can I control which debts my payments apply to? Yes, if a debt collector is trying to collect more than one debt from you, the collector must apply any payment you make to the debt you select. Okay? So, many federal benefits are exempt from garnishment. The question is, can federal benefits be garnished? Social Security, veterans benefits, civil service and retirement and disability benefits, military annuities, Federal Emergency Management Agency, Federal Disaster Relief for FEMA. Okay? So, do you have recourse if you think of a debt collector as violating the law? You have the right to sue a collector in a state or federal court within 1 year from the date the law was violated. If you win, the judge can require the collector to pay you for any damages you can prove you suffered. The judge can require the debt collector to pay you up to $1,000 even if you can't prove that you suffered actual damages. A group of people also may sue a debt collector as part of a class action lawsuit and recover money for damages up to $500,000. Okay? So, knowing your rights, folks, is an integral part of asserting them. Okay? So, like I said, I don't know what Jim's exact situation is, but generally if they've fallen behind on their mortgage, then they're dealing with Vanderbilt, they're dealing with a debt collector. If you're collecting a debt and it's delinquent, and I don't know who owns the loan, that would be a question as well. So there's a lot of factors, but nonetheless, they can't harass you when they're collecting a debt. They can't violate any of the laws that we talked about, okay? So that's the first step, is understanding, like you said, their phone calls are always threatening and harassing. Both things are prohibited, okay? Generally, they're not calling you unless you owe money, okay? Otherwise, they don't call you just to do wellness checks generally to say, hey, thanks for paying your mortgage on time. So my assumption is that they've fallen behind on their mortgage or are about to or maybe are within that window of debt collection and foreclosure proceedings, okay? And we're going to look at that in a second, okay? But before we go there, let's go to Vanderbilt's website, okay? You can actually learn a lot from the company that's servicing your mortgage or that owns your mortgage by going to their website, okay? When you go into frequently asked questions on most websites, they have some sort of foreclosure prevention or financial hardship section. So we're in the foreclosure prevention section at Vanderbilt Mortgage and Finance. So let's talk about that. Okay, if you're experiencing financial hardships and are worried that you cannot make your scheduled loan payments, please call Vanderbilt Mortgage and Finance today so that one of our experienced account representatives can review the options that are available to assist you. Available options vary with the unique circumstances of each individual, but some of the different alternatives that exist include repayment plans, extensions from 1 to 3 months, debt management programs with independent nonprofit agencies, modifications, creating or increasing a balloon payment due at the maturity of your loan, or selling your home. Okay, documents needed to discuss these options. To help determine if any of the available options will best be able to assist you personally, you will want to have various documents available during your discussion with Vanderbilt Mortgage. These documents include tax returns, recent and pay stubs, bank statements, monthly bills, and if relevant, medical and other unanticipated bills. Now, with regard to Jim P's situation, folks, if he's just collecting Social Security, all he needs is an award letter or a bank statement showing what his Social Security income is, both he and his wife. Okay? That will take care of the conversation, because that's really all they need to know. What is your income? Okay. He also, it would help if he understands what the reduction was. If he was making $50,000 a year and now together they're bringing in $36,000 a year, you know, then you've got a $14,000 reduction in income, which is $1,000 a month plus. Okay. So again, it's about understanding where you're at so when you call them. Now, I'll tell you this tidbit of information, okay? Whether they participate in making home affordable or not, I personally would still encourage every single one of you, whether you're dealing with Vanderbilt or any other mortgage servicer or lender, to fill out a Making Home Affordable Modification Program application. Send it in. Worst case scenario is they say, we don't participate, but you've provided them with all the information they need to make the decision. Okay? And if they do participate in the Making Home Affordable program, then you've also already provided the documentation you need to open up the request for mortgage assistance and stay any escalation in foreclosure. Okay? Now, they also provide you with HUD-certified counseling agencies on Vanderbilt's website where you can speak to a HUD counselor, free or low-cost counseling to homeowners in the U.S. They provide you with the HUD agency website, HUD.gov, and phone number, okay? So, Jim P. should definitely be in a position to seek mortgage assistance from one of those alternatives, okay? They also said that they can put a balloon payment on the end and reduce your mortgage. Right now, interest rates, folks, are like, last time I looked, they were 3.9%. 3.98% for a 30-year fixed, okay, which means they can take you down to 4%. You know, I don't know what Jim P's percentage interest rate is at this point, but why not? They can take the rest of the money that you wouldn't have paid for your mortgage by reducing it and putting it in a balloon payment on the back end, which just means you extend your mortgage out. And if you're in a position of retirement, why do you care? You know, because by then you're 95 years old. And you either have the equity in your house or you're still collecting Social Security, so your income's not going down. You know, so it's a win-win either way. So, and worst case scenario is you move on to the next world, to heaven, along with your wife, and your family's left with a home that they probably have equity in, with a small balloon payment on the back end. And they now have an investment that they can convert or sell or do whatever they want with, okay? So let's talk about really quick strong protections for struggling borrowers. We've now moved over to the consumerfinance.gov or the CFPB's website, okay? The CFPB's mortgage servicing rules ensure that borrowers in trouble get a fair process to avoid foreclosure. Fair process. Borrowers shouldn't have to worry about mortgage servicers cutting corners or losing applications for relief. They should be told about their options and given time to apply and be considered for loan modifications and other alternatives. Most of all, they shouldn't be surprised by the start of a foreclosure proceeding until they've had time to explore all options. So, when can they start foreclosure? You ready? To give borrowers reasonable time to submit applications, servicers cannot make the first notice or filing required for foreclosure for the foreclosure process until a mortgage loan account is more than 120 days delinquent. That's 4 months, okay? They must provide a written notice to you with all of the options that are available to you. The servicer must consider all foreclosure options and not just those that steer borrowers to those options that are most financially favorable for the servicer, okay? And they are not allowed to move forward with foreclosure at all if your application is received 37 days prior to. Now, here's the kicker. Servicers must consider and respond to a borrower's application for a loan modification if it arrives at least 37 days before a scheduled foreclosure sale. Okay, so you have plenty of time, folks. I promise you that. If they don't abide by these rules, that's when you go to these websites, consumerfinance.gov, FTC.gov, HUD.gov, and file your complaints against them. I promise you, things will change as long as you have done everything you can in your power to deal with the situation and not stick your head in the sand and hope it goes away, because that's the worst thing you can do. Best thing you can do is to know your rights and assert your rights. Get out that pen and paper. Make sure you apply for mortgage assistance. If they deny you for mortgage assistance, they have to in writing, okay? So, folks, know your rights and assert your rights. It's so important. In the case of Jim P., I would go to Making Home Affordable's website, download their application, send it in again, okay? I would file a complaint with consumerfinance.gov or the CFPB stating they are threatening and harassing them on the phone and denying them mortgage assistance, okay? Those two things will help move the process along. I would also, when I called Vanderbilt the next time, would address the options that exist on their website, okay? So, folks, you can do this. You've got to know your rights and assert your rights, okay? So thank you so much for joining us at the Daily Complaint. We're so blessed and grateful to be able to do what we do. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint, folks. Know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Daily Complaint.